Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about the new words under the beef checkoff in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
I'm standing under a very tall bridge waiting to talk about new Culex wheat herbicide with a satisfied user who's about to bungee jump from the top. Here he comes, sir.
Culex lets you plant the crops you want, when you want, while controlling difficult weeds.
What he's saying is that only Culex wheat herbicide combines strength with flexibility, a powerful new active ingredient that keeps your crop rotation options open. Learn more at flexibleweedcontrol.com or visit your local retailer.
Culex!
Strength and flexibility. Good for bungee jumps, good for wheat growers, bad for interviews.
Today's Beef Checkoff logo has been around for quite a few years. It has the word beef in big bold letters sitting on a check mark with a cattle head in the middle of that check mark. Under the check mark, there's been some verbiage down through the years. Beef, it's what's for dinner, for example. And also, most commonly, funded by the Beef Checkoff. Alisa Harrison with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a beef checkoff contractor, says in recent days they've actually added some different words under the checkoff logo because it's a win-win, appealing to both consumers and to producers.
The checkoff logo that really goes on anything that is, you know, checkoff funds are used, previously said funded by the Beef Checkoff. And so when talking to consumers, they don't know what the Beef Checkoff is. But when they learn that it's actually beef farmers and ranchers that are paying into this fund, that really meant a lot to them. They liked the fact that beef producers were putting their own money, making their own investments into producing, into promoting their product in the industry. So we worked with the Cattlemen's Beef Board and USDA to change the funding that, so now on consumer facing information, when you see the check, it'll say funded by beef farmers and ranchers. It really supports what we're doing to try to promote the people behind beef production.
That's kind of, for a producer, that's an interesting way to look at the beef checkoff.
It is. And we also, that was kind of an added bonus that beef producers kind of like that too. It's kind of like, yeah, I'm an investor. I'm investing into this great program. And so it resonated with them as well. But this is that verbiage that we're that we're using with consumer facing information. The beef checkoff still has a tremendous amount of equity and very important to use within the producer audience because they know that's what they're paying into is the beef checkoff. But it really helps us connect the story about beef production to consumers and the people who are producing it, that they're so committed to this that they're willing to put their dollars behind it.
So that check has got equity both directions.
It does. Well, we're required to put the check on all of the consumer information anyway. So we wanted to, that's very valuable real estate. So we wanted it to be meaningful. And so by just making a very simple change, to describing who's funding it has really helped to, we think, not only enhance the consumer messages that we have, but the checkoff itself.
Alisa Harrison of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. They're a contractor for the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board. She says that getting that change approved by USDA, very meaningful, the result, as the words under the beef checkoff say, funded by beef farmers and ranchers. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Apache Livestock Cow Sale Saturday, February 24th at Apache Livestock Market, Apache, Oklahoma. Some 600 to 800 cows and pairs will be available, and the sale is still taking consignments, featuring cows from Chevy Brown, Phelan Ranches, and Dennis Olson Hereford Bulls. For more information or to see videos or descriptions, go to the website www.apacheauction.com or call 888-926-9696. Apache Livestock Cow Sale, Saturday, February 24th.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.